guys, welcome back to Off Topic with Caitlin
and Linnea.
And today's topic, we're going to be talking about having peace in this storm. Kind of talking about how we can't exactly stop the storm, but we can find peace and strength to get through it. And we can find that through God and different ways of, you know, finding little things that'll get us through it and finding the good in it as well. All right, guys, let's get off topic. All right, guys, as I said in the intro, today we're going to be talking about having peace in the storm. I just finished a book called Forgiving What You Can't Forget by Lisa Terpstra. I don't really know how to say her last name. It's a really good book. It's one of the books that I've read and, like, actually really gotten something out of it. You kind of learn exactly what forgiveness is and how to deal with that, kind of like step by step. So I totally recommend reading it. But basically, something she kind of talked about in the book was having peace in the storm. And it kind of got me thinking about how we can't exactly stop the storm from coming, or we can't exactly stop it while we're in the middle of it. But what we can do is we can anchor ourselves to something or find a peace and look to God to get us through the storm, because we can't get ourselves out of it. All we can do is keep moving forward. And we've talked a lot about how every season kind of has a purpose from God. And so the best way to utilize going through that storm is just finding peace and getting through it, as opposed to trying to just skipping over it or being miserable in the storm. So my first point, kind of just starting off, is we can't make a storm end. We don't really have control over that, but we have to be able to control what we can control and understand that we're not going to be able to control everything. Mm-hmm. And we can't make something happen exactly unless we have control over it, because there's certain things that we have control over and certain things that God has control over. Some of those things are just kind of like how we react and what we say and what we do, because we can't exactly, you know, change what's happening to us, but we can choose how to react to what's happening to us. And so basically, like, just saying that, you know, you can use it as a season of rest, or, you know, use it as something to look at the problem and learn from it. Why are you going through this storm? What's happening that is causing all these things? Maybe God's trying to teach you something. Either way, like, there is no season that has no purpose in it. Every single season that God is putting you through has a purpose in it. And, you know, that storm's going to end when it's going to end. And that kind of goes into the Bible verse, Isaiah 60:22. And it says, the smallest family will become 1,000 people, and the tiniest group will become a mighty nation. At the right time, I, the Lord, will make it happen. And that's just saying, you know, when it is time, God will let the storm end. And so you can't rush it, and only He can control when it ends. You can't stop that. And I think that's something that we have to, like, keep in mind when we're going through that, because I feel like when you're in kind of like a storm, all you want it to do, all you're doing is thinking, I want this to end, I want this to end. I've been there before where, like, I'm struggling with something specifically and all I want is for it to end. And instead of me getting something out of it, I'm just sitting there miserable, and I'm, like, not trying to take anything out of it. And sometimes I feel like that kind of makes it go on longer. So don't let your season of a storm be a wasted season. Get purpose out of it, even if it's not exactly, you may not even know what to do, but find something. Try and find purpose in that season and understand that you don't have control over it. Don't waste it. Don't rush it. Right. Let it happen. God's going to let the storm end when it's supposed to end. And you have to have kind of like a peace about that and understand like that you can't control that. And once you have a sort of peace about that, you'll be able to enjoy your life more while you're in it. Because, like I said, you can't change that you're in it, but you can change how you react to it.
Right. And I think another thing, like, lately, like, this spring season in, like, Michigan and, like, where we live has been super, super rainy. And, like, yesterday it was absolutely, like, downpouring, and I was at work, and I was like, man, like, this just sucks. Like, I'm just here, and nobody's coming in. And it was, like, the most rain that I've seen in a long time. And I was, like, thinking about that because I've also seen, like, already this year, at least 6 rainbows. And that's actually been really cool for me. And I've seen, like, double rainbows. And it's just been such a beautiful reminder of, like, even though the storm is, like, really heavy right now and it's downpouring and, like, I just feel like it's never going to end. Like, I'm just drowning in this flood water that's coming up. It's going to slow down eventually. And there's a rainbow at the end of, like,
every storm.
Right, every storm. And so, like, God has, he left us the rainbow as a promise to say, like, he's never going to flood the earth again and that he loves us. But also, it's, like, it's such a beautiful representation of, like, what God can do in the time of hardship. Like, all you're seeing right now is the rain. Like, when you're driving down the road and it's downpouring, you have your windshield wipers going a million miles an hour and you're trying to just get out of the storm and you're trying to get through it. But it will pass. And that's one thing, like, my life right now has been very crazy. And just so much change has happened so, just so quickly. And one thing, like, Caitlin has been reminding me is she's like, it's going to be okay and God has a plan for you. But also, like, you can't just sit and, like, I can't just sit in the storm and be covered in rain and, like, just drown in the flood that's going to be happening. Because mm-hmm. I want to be able to get out of this and grow through the experiences. So one thing, like, I wrote down is I said, kind of what Caitlin was talking about is we can't control anything in our life. But we can control our reactions to the circumstances and how we let them affect us. Everything is in God's timing, and he wants to teach us something. Just because we can't see the light doesn't mean God can't see it. He knows what we need more than we do. And that's sometimes, like, such a hard realization to come to. And that's where I'm at, like, right now in my life is, like, I really cannot see what God is doing in this, like, new, I don't know, just season of change and everything that has happened. It's just, like, I'm really confused, and Caitlin's, like, been through it with me this whole time, just, like, seeing me struggle and learn what I'm supposed to be doing.
I feel like one thing, too, like, when you're talking about, like, not just sitting there drowning is, like, God can't make you move.
Mm-hmm.
God's not going to sit there and just, like, drag you along like those kids on a leash with the parents with the little backpacks. Like, he's not going to do that. Like, that's why we have free will and everything, because God mm-hmm. wants us to make our own choices. I just, like, remember that. I thought that was a good point.
And he's also, like, it's a challenge to us to rely on him fully. It's a challenge that God is giving us. Like, God, why am I going through this? I don't understand. Maybe it's he's using this to finally open up your eyes to something mm-hmm. that you haven't been able to see. And I use this, like, analogy a lot. Is like, when you look at a picture super close up, all you see is, like, say it's like a house with a farm and, like, flowers in a field. If you're so close to it, you're only going to be able to see, like, maybe a window in the door of the house. But the second, you know, you think about it and you're like, maybe I should try and take a step back from this. You can finally see the big picture. Mm-hmm. And that big picture is something that God is painting, and he's going to continue to keep painting in your life because he knows your future and he knows your plans. And so with that, you know, right now I feel like a lot of young adults don't really know what they're doing when they're stuck in this time of, like, I only see this. I don't know how to get through it. And so it kind of just sometimes takes, like, a hard time. Like, it takes a storm to learn that we have to rely on God, but also, like, he's going to be faithful to us through that. A couple of Bible verses I was, like, looking up for this was, like, thinking about just, like, the peace that God can bring in a storm, and, like, we can apply that to the hardships that we're going with. But Philippians 4:7 says, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." And I think that's such a beautiful thing to remember, that, like, I can have the peace of Jesus Christ in my heart, and he is so powerful and so loving, and he's going to protect my heart throughout all of this hardship that I'm going through, and he's going to protect my mind, and he's going to protect me as a person. And knowing that I have a father who created me for a purpose and who created all the challenges that he knew I was going to be going through for a specific reason, to create a new version of myself. Like, when you're growing and you're going through storms and you're going through change, you have to let your old self go and become a new version of who you are. And I'm not saying that as, like, oh, you got to change your entire personality, you have to change your character and your values. But when you start to change, you see how, like I look back at my old high school self is, like, I am not who she was, but I'm thankful that I was her for that
She's
time
still
being.
A part of you, but you aren't her.
But I'm not her anymore,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, and so, like, I feel like, you know, kind of, like, not focusing on our old lives kind of reminds me of the story where Jesus walks in the water, Matthew 14:22-36. I'm not going to read the whole thing, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, Peter takes his eyes off of the Lord, and he starts to sink.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's not even just like, I feel like if we keep our eyes on Jesus and we don't focus on the storm around us, we're able to just like get through and we're able to walk on that water with him because he's the one that's guiding us. But not even just like keeping our focus on Jesus, like not looking back at our old life, at the way that we used to be, the way things used to be, because I think that that can be so distracting too. And it's another like point of like making us stuck. We're so focused on what used to be or what happened in the past, who we were in the past and all these things.
It can just like, it can hold you captive.
Exactly. Cause you're just sitting there and you're looking at it. You're not moving forward, or even, you know, some people may be looking back at it and still trying to move forward, but you're not paying attention to where you're going. So it's like, you're not going to go in the right direction. And like, so I feel like that's a super good, story to kind of like look at, because you know, we can't just sit there in the storm and look on the past. We have to focus on the future and, you know, put our faith in Jesus and trust him and not let all the outside noise, you know, kind of just fog our we can't let the outside noise and the outside storm distract us from, you know, where we're trying to go and just keep moving forward. And it's like, you don't have to rush it. You know, Jesus didn't run on water. He was walking on water. And that's just like
a
testament to take it slowly and take it one step at a time. Don't be in a rush because God's not.
And it's okay to like, you said to like look at the future, but I think you meant more like live in the present.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I heard that. I was like, what? But I saw this thing on TikTok. This girl, she was talking about, what did it say? It said, things God has taught me that has changed my life. And this one stood out to me. It said, it is better to limp on the right path than run on the wrong one. And I think that can be like such a hard realization. Is like, I'm running so hard and I'm trying to get through this, but it's like, maybe I've been running on the wrong path for a while and I'm just trying to get through this. Like, this storm in my life and this hardship in my life is so hard that I'm just going to run through it as fast as I possibly can, and I'm going
to ditch this. Trying to run to your car in the rain.
That was me yesterday when I was at work. I was soaking wet because it was just downpouring. But it's just like, I'm not going to be able to make it anywhere, and I'm just probably going to end up getting hurt on the way if I'm trying to run through this time when God is maybe like blatantly making this something, like making this part of my life hard so that he can teach me something, because it's a challenge to be a Christian and it's a challenge to go through things because he wants us to rely on him fully. So if that means taking my time to rest and like maybe like, you know, it's like I'm hurting and I just have to like, I have to limp, like I can't use my leg in this way and I can't use like,
God doesn't want you to like strain yourself,
right?
He and wants you gotta be able to just, because, I mean, that's just like, you know, God has purpose in every single thing that he does. He has purpose in the pain. And, like, I think that's part of the reason of, like, we're in such a rush all the time. When God just wants us to take things slowly. I don't think there's ever a time where God wants us to just be like, yeah, hurry up, get it done.
Yeah, you get your life done, you're going
to
die eventually.
Because he has purpose in everything. And he's always trying to teach us something in any point of our day, you know. He's trying, like, even like Linnea walking through the rain, he may want her to slow down and look around her, and maybe there's something that he wants her to see in
see
that
the
moment.
Homeless man sitting in the bench. I did see a homeless man and I waved.
But like, that could even just be a thing, like, just like, you know, it doesn't have to be some big extravagant thing, but maybe God wants you to see something and remind you of something. And I mean, that kind of just goes into like, when we went on our girls trip and we stopped in Petoskey and we were looking at the Petoskey Suns, I just had like this like revelation of like, God put so much detail into these, like, I swear there was probably one the size of a bean and like maybe even smaller than that, but he still puts the detail in that rock to make it a Petoskey Stone. And there's so much beauty in it too. And so it's like, it's not like God is always having this huge purpose that's going to be life-changing and everything. But it's like those little things add up over time and they teach you things. And it's like, if you're looking for them and you're slowing down in the moment, you can see that. And like, I think that's just like the beauty of like, I feel like when people get older sometimes, like they're so much slower and they are just like trying to take in what time they have left.
Right.
And I feel like we should live like that every single day.
And I think like a lot of like, we talk about slowing down, but like, how do we do that? And I think going into that too is like, what I've been learning in this season of, like, rest that I'm in now with all the change that has happened is, like, the way I can slow down is through reflection. And, like, I think about, like, when we went to Petoskey's, like, you look into the water, but it, like, also, like, reflects the beauty of, like, the clouds that are in the sky and things like that. It's, like, I need to reflect on the things that God is trying to reveal to me. Like, what has he done for me in the past that I know he will get me through this problem or this storm right now? Mm-hmm. I saw this other thing and it says, what is coming is better than what is gone. And being able to reflect on, like, God has a good plan for me and knowing that he has sovereignty over my life is so, like, I don't know. It's just reassuring knowing that, like, through the storms and hard parts of your life, like, God is going to be able to, like, teach you how to slow down. He's going to teach us how to rely on him. He's going to give us opportunity to be calm. And in Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41, I'll just read it really quickly. It's when Jesus calms a storm. And it says, that day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, let us go over to the other side. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care if we drown? Don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and waves obey him." And I feel like in my life this right now, like, this story in the Bible is just very, like, I can apply it to a lot. But I kind of did a little reflection on that, and I said Mark chapter 4 talks about the storm the disciples were experiencing in the boat while Jesus was sleeping. They were terrified and didn't know what to do. They called on Jesus to save them, and with three words, the storm went away. And just with that, Jesus just said, "Quiet, be still," and the wind and the waves obeyed him. I said, we sometimes can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, or we feel like the storm we are in isn't ever going to go away. But we can trust in God, who is a sovereign Lord and has a plan for us in everything he does. And I think just, like, the biggest thing that I want to, like, encourage you guys with is knowing, like, God is sovereign, and through the hardships and in the storms that we go through in life, it's not all going to be the same as somebody else. Caitlin and I are going to experience different hardships, and we're going to experience things that, you know, the other might not have to deal with. But through it all, the Lord is going to give you that community. He's going to give you the challenge to obey and trust in him, and he can bring you peace, because that's what the Bible clearly says. The Lord your God will bring you peace in everything that you do. And I think it's just so cool to think about, like, the disciples experienced, like, a legitimate physical storm and were terrified. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we might not be, you know, in a boat being, like, thrown by the wind and waves. Yeah. But we can apply it through, like an alliteration, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like you can apply it through what the scripture says. But just knowing that...
an emotional storm.
Right, but, like, Jesus just said, "Quiet, be still," and it was silent.
Well, and, like, one other thing that I took away from that was... Jesus was sleeping in the storm. You don't see him, like, freaking out right. like all these other people.
He was taking a little nap.
He was resting. He had faith, and he knew that God was going to get them through. Jesus knew that he didn't have to do that for God to get them through. He mm-hmm. knew that God was going to get them through that. And so, like, he was just sitting there resting, and all these people are just freaking out around him. And it's like, freaking out about the storm isn't going to change that it's there.
Right.
And, like, worrying about it and all this stuff, like, it's not gonna get you out of there faster. It's not gonna make it go away. Mm-hmm. And, like, that just makes me think of, like, when I was working with my family on Saturday, I was, like, getting a little snappy with my mom because I was annoyed that we were there later than what we were supposed to be. And I'm like, now thinking about it, I'm like, me being snappy about it isn't going to change that we're there, isn't going to make the time go by any faster, mm-hmm. any of this stuff. And I felt so bad. I apologized to my mom the next day, and I was like, I'm sorry, I was just tired, I want to go home, and all this stuff. And I'm like, but, like, even when I've gone through other things in my life, that me worrying about it doesn't change it, doesn't make it go by any faster. I think I've talked about this before, but, like, going through, like, either a breakup or even, like, a situationship type of thing ending, like, you sitting there, like, knowing that, like, things are different, or like even sitting there imagining the breakup happening in your head and playing that over and over again, I can tell you from experience that like doing that does not change the outcome. Mm-hmm. It's just caused you so much more pain in the long run. If it's going to happen, but you playing it over and over in your head, trying to quote unquote, you know, prepare yourself for it, isn't going to really prepare yourself for it. If anything, it's just going to drain you more emotionally. Mm. And then it's like, then if it does actually happen, it's like you're miserable, or it just like, you know, makes the relationship worse because you're so afraid of it and you keep playing it over in your head and you think that it's really happening, but it's not. And it's like, we get so worried about everything and like trying to have control over everything in our life, but we can't. And I think that's one of like our flaws as humans is like, we just don't have this like complete understanding and belief that like, we don't have control over it. I mean, like, it's mm-hmm. just like going into like the little, I mean, like there's like people who are superstitious. I mean, I've been like that before with like football games, blah, blah, I'll be like doing a certain thing. And I'm like, oh, well, I was doing this before. Maybe they'll win. And it's like, we don't have, I mean, I think I talked about this one other time, but like when I was watching, one of the playoff games against Alabama with Michigan this year. And I was like, thinking of like doing this or doing that, and I'm like just sitting there and I'm like, you know, I have no, anything I say or do is not going to control right. what those people are doing on the field. It's like, and like after that I just stopped and like my heart rate dropped a little bit, you know.
It's like when you yell at a football game. My grandma used to do this. She'd be like, go, you got it. And like, you like scream at the TV, but it's like, they can't hear you, but yeah. it makes you feel better because it makes you feel like you have slight control over something that yeah. you don't.
And that's the thing. So then it's like, if something bad goes wrong, we feel like, oh, if I could have done this differently, like, it's just, we have to understand. My biggest thing that I want like people to understand from this episode is like, as much as we want to, we can't control the stuff that is happening to us. We can only control what we do with what happens to us and how we react to it and where we go from there. Because if something bad happens to you and you just sit there and you cry about it for the rest of your life, that's your choice.
Right.
You're choosing that. And you cannot blame anyone else. You can be upset that it happened to you or that this person did you wrong or something like that. But they can't, they're not sitting there making you sit there. Mm-hmm. That is completely up to you. And like, I realized like that even like, you know, after college or any other hard season of my life, after it was over and I was just exhausted and upset that it happened, and like just sitting there and crying about it for months on end doesn't change anything.
Right.
Doesn't change that it happened. It's only changing what you're doing right now. And you're the only one who can choose what you're going to do with it after that.
Right. And I feel like it's just like, it's like what I said earlier, like what God has coming is better than what is past. And like, yes, the Lord has been so faithful to me in this moment, but I have assurance knowing that it can be better with what else he's going to give me. And I think like when we're in the struggles and in like the trials of storms, like, yes, it is okay to be emotionally going through it and not understand what's going on.
You just can't be going through it for forever.
Right. Like, you have to be able to say, okay, like I did this earlier this month. I was like, how can I practically get over myself? As like harsh as that sound, I was like, I am letting my emotions control every single thing in my life. I'm letting the fear and everything just like freak me out. And I was like, okay, what is the practical reaction to this if this happens? So I was like, okay, yes, I will be sad, but I will also be able to grow knowing that God can provide great things for me in my future and I don't know what I'm doing. And okay, I'm fearful about my career. Okay, how will that practically affect me right now? Right now, I don't know what I'm doing, but I know that the Lord can provide and he's a good sovereign father. And that's something that I just have to be, like, I have to remind myself daily that while this storm in my life is so hard and I can't see through it sometimes, God can already see the big picture. And he knew that this was coming, that when I was 21 years old, I was going to be experiencing all this change in the last 6 months and everything. And like, he knew every single feeling and emotion and, you know, tear that I was going to cry. But it's for a reason. And I know sometimes that sounds hard, as like, why would God do this? And, you know, if God is so good, why would he let bad things happen? You know, that's just something, because we are human, we're never going to understand until someday when we pass away. If you're a Christian and you have the salvation of the Lord in your heart and you get to go to heaven, you get to talk to the Lord and you get to worship him, like, you will get those answers in the right timing. And I think everything, when it comes into, like, the bigger pictures, like, God has a bigger plan for a purpose and for a reason, regardless of if you can see it or not. And that's the hard truth. Sometimes we are not going to be able to see it. There's things in my life that God has done that I still don't understand, but it doesn't mean he's not good. Mm-hmm. God is still going to be good in the hardship, and he's still going to provide. You know, he can say, quiet, be still, and the storm will be over. Mm-hmm. And I feel like sometimes, like, I've just been crying out to the Lord. I'm just like, Lord, I just need help. And those have been my prayers, is, Lord, give me discernment. Lord, give me wisdom. Lord, I know you're sovereign, and I know you have a plan. Help me to see your goodness, and help me to be obedient to that.
Yeah. Kind of just, like, starting to wrap things up. One thing is that, you know, I talked about how Jesus just had faith and he knew that God was going to get him through the storm. Or, you know, maybe he didn't know 100% that God was going to get him through the storm, but he knew that whatever God had planned, everything was going to be okay. And, like, going into Matthew 17, 20 through 21, it says, "You do not have enough faith," Jesus told them. Mm-hmm. "I told you the truth. If you had faith, even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to the mountains, move from here to there, and it would move. Nothing would be impossible." Mm. And so, like, it doesn't take that much faith to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
Just the faith of the size of a mustard seed.
Have you ever seen a mustard seed? They're, like, itsy-bitsy, like, so small.
Yeah. And so, like, it doesn't take a lot to get through it. All you have to do is have the tiniest bit of faith and know that God is going to get you through it. You don't know what he's going to do and how he's going to do it and when he's going to do that. And mm-hmm. that's where, like, I kind of go back to controlling what you can control. Mm-hmm. And that's how you react to things. Are you going to sit there forever and just cry about it? Or are you going to feel your feelings and then move on and try and change from this?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's all that you can do. God can't make you do what, you know, God can't make decisions for you. Mm-hmm. That's where we have free will. And, like, I think that's part of the beauty of, like, being human. But also, I think it's also one of the hardest things, because we have to make our own decisions. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's where you just kind of, like, come to the Lord with it and be like, what do I do? And just have faith that, right. You know, I think, like, sometimes we use, like, our gut instinct, which is, like, the Holy Spirit kind of, like, guiding mm-hmm. you. And so, like, at that point, it's like, trust your gut. And even if you do make the wrong decision,
God still has a plan for it.
Because yeah, and so, like, God will guide, like, you.
God had a plan for either decision that you're going to make. Like, he knows every single thing, and he knows what you're going to do and what you're not going to do and everything. So it's like, you can know, like, regardless of what you think is the best, God already has a plan, and he's letting you make that decision for a reason.
And you just have to use that tiny bit of faith to take a step and move forward. Don't stay
in the past.
Yeah. And like Linnea said, don't sit in the storm and let yourself just drown in the water. Like, you know, get up and move. It doesn't have to be fast paced. In fact, mm-hmm. I don't think God wants it to be. God wants, you know, be in the present moment and move one step at a time and figure it out. Mm-hmm. And as long as you're asking him for wisdom and looking for it, everything's going to be okay. It's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be easy. And, you know, every storm ends. And, like, I think that's another thing to look at the rainbow. It's not only, like, a symbol of God saying, like, he wasn't going to flood the earth again, but it's also a symbol of that the storm does end, and mm-hmm. not every storm lasts forever. You know, I don't think there's ever been a storm that has lasted forever.
Right.
And so, like, just remember that don't use a rainy season. Don't let it be wasted.
Mm-hmm.
Have, because there's going to be,
like, when it rains, what comes after the rain? Beautiful flowers, and the trees are blossoming and things like that. Like, my mom was like, I'm so glad it's raining because my garden's growing. And the thing is, like, if we're in a drought, that's even harder too, because you're like, I need water. I don't know what's going on. I can't do this. But, like, throughout, the rain is so beautiful, and it's just such a good representation of, like, God is planting seeds in your life that you can't see until the rainy season's over. Oh my gosh, that makes so much sense.
The only way that those seeds can grow is with water.
Is with the water, and then the sun that he's going to bless you with after that.
Exactly. So, just kind of ending things. Remember that no storm lasts forever. but don't let it be wasted. Don't just sit in the rain and wallow away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let God use you in that season. And it doesn't even necessarily have to be going out and doing all these extravagant things. Sometimes you, it's a resting
Sometimes it's
season.
Just resting.
And that's what God did, in, or that's what Jesus did in the storm, was mm-hmm. he just rested and he had faith.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not saying just sitting around in your sadness, but just like mm-hmm. taking rest and, you know, being with God. You know, he could be using that storm as a way to get you more connected with him.
Mm-hmm.
So don't let any sort of storm be wasted. God has purpose in every single thing, and look to him for it, and just focus on the here and now, and don't look at the storm that's going on around you.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening to this episode. Today's like a fun little recording day, so we've got a couple more that we're doing, and we're just so thankful for you and just the support that you've given us. What are we at? Almost 2,500 downloads mm-hmm. or something like that, and it's just been so exciting seeing what God is doing with this podcast. But we love you guys, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye. Bye.